Welcome, Arizona homeowners. It is Rosie on the house. Rosie's in the studio with Harold from Galaxy Lending, talking home financing. I'm still at Treeland Nursery in Mesa for their 50th anniversary. Also fall kickoff, and it's a great opportunity to come by and get 20% off 24-inch box trees. Lisa and Sam are winners, just already picked out their pink citrus that they're going to take back. They actually live just a quarter mile around the block. They're going to have Treeland install the tree. And they stopped by to say, hey, thank you. We've been in our house since 98. We've replaced our windows with your recommendations. We've had advanced home systems. We're doing super cooling, and their neighbors here with them. And she just had Harmon Solar install brand new solar on their rooftop. So we appreciate the support. Treeland Dawn is open today till 5 o'clock. So come on by. It's on Country Club south of Guadalupe. Real easy to get here off of the 60. It's Rosie on the house every Saturday morning. If you're in Tucson, you can get by the Magic Garden Nursery. Tony's given his class today on creating a colorful winter garden. And let's turn it back over to Rosie in the studio.
Thanks, Romy. Appreciate it. Sounds like having a great time out there at Treeland. We're having a great time here in the broadcast studios of Rosie on the House here with Galaxy Lending Group, the home of stellar loans and sound advice. Mr. Harold Perkins, thanks for coming in and joining us this morning. I'd like to go straight to callers. You ready to start taking some callers' questions?
Awesome. Ready.
All right. Let's bring Andrew into the conversation from Mesa. Good morning, Andrew. How can Harold help you this morning?
Hi, guys. I'm self-employed, and I don't have a W-2, so I'm trying to figure out if stated income come back.
Well, it has in a very, very small way, and in very, very limited, very restrictive ways. And I don't know if we'll ever see stated income like we saw it. Like we saw it years ago.
Last time I just needed a face.
You only need a face. You hardly even needed a pulse.
If you could fog a mirror, you could get a loan. And it was, it's a little more restrictive than that now. Andrew, what we'd need to do is it's going to require very, very high credit score, very large down payment, and the terms of the loan aren't going to be the best. So we'd have to talk to you and kind of see. Give us a call, and we'll see what the situation is. What we are finding that happens more often now is we're seeing co-signers. We're seeing in the situations where we would have done it with a stated income in the past. Adult kids are having their parents co-sign, that kind of thing.
Andrew, what
is it? 30% now?
It's going to depend on credit score. It's going to depend on assets. And it's going to depend also on how long you've been in business, how long it's been self-employed. There's a lot of different parameters that will determine the down payment.
Andrew, what industry are you self-employed in?
I'm a chiropractor. I fix crooked people.
Okay. All right. Very good. And how long have you been in that industry?
I've been in it for 20 years. In fact, I'm driving to Wickenburg to work on Saturday.
Okay. And are you currently in a home ownership position?
I do. I have a home right now, but that was that stated income. And now, I'm looking to basically maybe move because, my practice is in Wickenburg and I live in Mesa.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I would think I'd be interested in trying to relocate as well. Wickenburg's awful pretty. Boy, I love there's some neighborhoods up there that Jennifer and I almost moved there a few years ago. I love Wickenburg. Well, Andrew, here's the number to Galaxy Lending Group, 602-595-1233. And again, they're the only Rosie Certified mortgage company in the state of Arizona. Give Harold a call and let's see if he can't help you out and guide you through that. When other listeners hear us talk about stated income, they may not know what that means.
Sure. Stated income is almost exactly as it sounds. When we take your loan application, you tell us how much you make, we don't check. It's basically you're stating on your application, and we are not verifying the amount of income. So on a normal loan, we would verify your income with your pay stubs or your tax returns or your W-2s. On a stated income, you write that number down on the application, and we take it from there. Now
it gets that crazy. Banks and financial institutions are willing to expose themselves to that kind of risk. When you've got things appreciating so fast, that I have to believe what drives it. They don't care if you default or not. They're going to end up with a property that's worth more than what they're encumbering. It's all on the come assumptions that it's going to be a win-win no matter what until we hit October 2008.
And that's exactly what it was. And a combination of a few things. It was not only the bank looking at the appreciation in the market and seeing that there was low risk as far as the loan to value or their exposure on the loan. But Wall Street was also driving it with a high demand for mortgage-backed securities and wanted as many mortgages in their portfolios as they could get. And so the banks had to find a way to get more people taking mortgages. And one of the ways was not verifying that they had the ability to repay that mortgage.
Well, we won't go there, but I thought it was very interesting. Just this past week, Bernanke said that more individuals should have gone to jail and paid for what went down in 08.
I probably agree with that.
I definitely agree with that.
Historically, had that always been an option? Or was that just something that was in the heyday?
It was just in the heyday. So we started seeing stated income programs. You started seeing it in 2001, 2002. Then you saw it really explode in 2004, 2003, 2004, 2005, in that range. You saw a big explosion of stated income. And then it got into stated asset. Then the credit score requirements on the stated income started reducing. When stated started, you had to have a 720 credit score. You had to have a 20% down payment. Towards the end, before stated income went away, you could have been self-employed for just 6 months with a 580 credit score, no history of having any desire to repay any debt, and still qualify for a loan.
And it's this pile of cash that's piling up at Wall Street saying, find us mortgages, that was a partial driver for that whole thing.
Well, the particular people that Bernanke is talking about that maybe should have gone to jail were influencing that and making tons and tons of money off of the return on mortgage-backed securities. Then that started to crash, and then you started to see that these loans were not actually performing, that the payments weren't getting made. I know a couple of people that did. Fortunately, we didn't do it, but mm-hmm. they did their stated income loan. They never made a payment. They bought $1 million house, never made a payment on it, lived in a really nice house for 6 months, 7 months, until they finally got kicked out. But it was that kind of thing that was going on.
There were some shameful shenanigans, not only by the Wall Street financing world, but also by a lot of homeowners that just should have never been playing that game. It was against everything they knew was right. And I know very wealthy people in very expensive homes that didn't care about their credit rating, walked away from the mortgage of their existing home, bought the home across the street for 30 cents on the dollar, and just allowed the bank to be exposed and foreclosed on the other unit. That's just wrong.
I definitely do not agree with that. And there are plenty of people that did that. Now, don't get me wrong. There are plenty of people that with the recession and with the crash in the economy, they had no other choice.
Right.
There was nothing else to be done. And so I have absolutely no problem there. And, you know, and those are the people now that have recovered and their wait period, they've done their time after the foreclosure and they're purchasing now. That's a large percentage of our loans and our clients are people that have had foreclosures in the past or short sales in the past, and that's okay. But the ones that intentionally were for financial reasons, strategically letting a house go in order to buy the same house for, 20, 30 cents on the dollar, that kind of
One of the funniest videos I've seen recently was one someone sent me, and it was a video of all the economists and the politicians leading up through the summer of 08, telling everybody there is no housing bubble, everything's going to be fine. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are just, I mean, Barney Frank from Massachusetts is there just going on and on and on about how financially solid Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are. And then they had, and people always are confused. I get letters all the time. Rosie, you're so liberal politically, I can't stand you. And I get letters, Rosie, you're so right-wing, far right-wing, wacko, nuts, I can't say. I keep people guessing all the time. But it was both sides of the aisle trying to convince us that there was no problem. And it is, I'll have to send you the video. It is absolutely, these are actual things they were saying in July, August, and September of 08. And we all know what happened in October.
Yep. It was a, yeah, there was a problem. There was definitely a problem.
And it's my feeling, like this last caller, and I've said it for a long time, really the only business in America that's too big to fail is the independent small businessman. And here's this guy trying to get back into a house or to get into a house. I mean, we've got to have the financial management start looking at managing to these small business people. This guy's trapped.
Well, we have to, he's definitely in a more challenging situation. And so what we have to do from our end of things is within the regulations and within the rules that we have now, be creative enough to find a way to let him accomplish what he wants to accomplish in purchasing a home. And so there's I don't know what his particulars are, but mm-hmm. there we'll find a way. If he's got the means and if he can afford the house that he wants to buy, and this is what I've always seen, is that if you can truly afford the house that you want to buy, there is a way for us to do it. There is a way for us to figure out how to get you into that house, how to get the payment and the terms and everything so that they're affordable. And so we'll figure it out. It might not be his first choice. It might not be his favorite way, but there is a way. There is some way.
There needs to be. I mean, credit has just begun to become available back to the small businessman. I mean, lines of credit. And, I mean, they had that so bottled up for years. Even people with great credit that had never missed a payment couldn't get the line of credit they needed. Right. And I'm going to say it again. The only business in America that's too large to fail, that this country cannot afford to see go down, is small business. And it seems like many times the legislations and the rules that are coming down the line are only strangling and tightening up everything on that small businessman. We're here talking mortgages and refinancing with Harold Perkins of Galaxy Lending Group, the home of stellar loans and sound advice. Their number is 602-595-1233. If you don't get in on the show this morning, they have operators standing by now. 602-595-1233. We'll be right back.